This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Russian shelling wounded at least 9 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson Wednesday as residents were being evacuated from that area because of flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam.
We strongly condemn shellings of evacuation areas and call on the Russian Federation to cease such attacks and allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population.
Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia also called on Russia to grant full, safe, unimpeded access to the Russian-controlled left bank of the Dnipro River, the United Nations International Red Cross, other humanitarian organizations. As a result of the construction, a destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine, thousands of people have been deprived of drinking water, many are homeless, crops ruined, and the stage is set for long-term electricity shortages. The situation has also created an ecological catastrophe. It's too soon to know the full scale of the destruction to the natural ecosystem, but experts say it's massive. Anna Ackerman, a board member with one of Ukraine's leading environmental civic organizations, Echo Action, confirmed that point for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program on Thursday.
Some of Ukrainian experts are already comparing the consequences to those of Chernobyl and the Chernobyl disaster in terms of the impact on the environment. Of course, it would be limited in space in terms that most of the consequences would have to be borne by Ukraine itself, not by the neighboring countries or the world. But the scale is huge. Ukraine is also the second largest country in Europe, so it is big.
That's Anna Ackerman of Echo Action. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In other news, in a stunning development, a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of Florida indicted former President Donald Trump Thursday over his retention of sensitive government documents after he left the White House. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on some early reaction to the former president's legal situation.
While Republicans accuse the federal government of political persecution, House Democrats say Donald Trump's indictment is an affirmation of the U.S. justice system. Representative Adam Schiff tweets that Trump should be treated like any other lawbreaker. Representative Jerry Nadler of New York says he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. Meanwhile, Representative Jamie Raskin, who is House manager for Trump's second impeachment, says the indictment indicates that Trump pursued a lawless agenda that put national security in grave danger. Raskin accused Republicans of trying to divide the country and undercut the legal system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators have announced what started the fires, the destructive wildfires in the U.S. state of Colorado. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The determination is embers from an old fire and sparks from a power line set off the 2021 wildfire in heavily populated suburbs between Denver and Boulder. District Attorney Michael Daugherty made the announcement.
If we were to tell you today that we were filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical. We can only file charges when there's evidence of a crime having been committed.
The wildfire left 2 people dead. More than 1,000 homes were destroyed. It hit close to home for Sheriff Curtis Johnson.
People lost everything. All their possessions, family heirlooms, were turned to ash. I share in that loss as I lost my home.
The fire broke out during a drought in Colorado in a winter with almost no snow. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Pentagon says reports that China and Cuba have reached a secret pact allowing Beijing to build an electronic eavesdropping facility on the island that is 160 kilometers from the United States are not accurate. According to reports, which appeared in the Wall Street Journal citing unnamed intelligence officials, China had agreed to pay financially hard-pressed Cuba several billion dollars for the spy facility, which would allow China to collect electronic communications from throughout the southeastern United States, where numerous military bases are located. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.